Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Beis. We left off on daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously L'zchus Refu Shalema for Noach Ben Yuspa Devara Yishtav Refu Shalema Bekarov by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and by Jerry Gross for a dear cousin, Kalman Yukutil Ben Miriam Perel, and for Harav Chaim Aryeh Zev Ben Edel, who are both desperately battling the COVID-19 virus, and in the zchus of the dafshir, they and kol chole am Yisrael should be zochet to refuah shleima bekarov mamish. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf lamed aleph and beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas ledasan, the three averos for which a woman is going to be punished in that she will die at the time of childbirth. The Gemara is going to discuss why specifically these three averos that we mentioned in the Mishnah, and also why specifically during the time of childbirth. We're going to have five different mishalim to explain why specifically during the time of childbirth. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, okay, so when do men get punished for doing things, for doing averos? And we're going to go through five different hanhagos of different amoraim to avoid situations of sakana. The Gemara is going to tell us when a person is in a dangerous situation, we need a greater zuchus to be safe than when in a regular situation to avoid danger in the first place. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how a person should view one's illness, if one is suffering, if one is in danger, if one is ill, how we should view that as far as Dine Shamayim are concerned. The Gemara is going to go through many other averos on account of which people could die young, and the averos for which one's children would die young as well. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the great schar for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the end of the daf, and going well into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a list of nine different averos and the punishments that one receives for violating these nine different averos. That's going to take us all the way through daf lamed gimel amud aleph. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf lamed aleph amud beis. So says the Mishnah, al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas ledasan, that there are three averos for which a woman will die in childbirth. The fact that it's three that Rabbeinu Prachya points out, it doesn't mean that a woman has to violate all three of these averos, it means any of these three averos, and that's what the Vilna Gaon points out. That's why the Tana specifically mentions shalosh averos, to tell us that kol achas mehen, each one of these averos, would carry with it this death penalty, so to speak. Al she'en and zehirus benida, if they're not careful about the halachos of nida, bechalav, they're not careful to be mafresh chalav from a dough, u'baldakas haner, and they're not careful about neros Shabbos. The Tosos seems to understand and daf chaferim beis that the pashtus is, it means that they neglect to light neros Shabbos, and that's for that they're mesos b'shas ledasan. However, the Rashash says that that's very strange. The whole mitzvah of lighting neros Shabbos is only a mitzvah midrabanan to begin with. It doesn't make sense that she be chayiv misa for such a thing, even though someone who's over al divrei chachamim is chayiv misa according to the Gemara in Brachos daf dalet and beis. But still, to list it together with nida and chala, which are clearly dinim d'oraisa, why would this rise to that level? And that's why the Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua explain that no, Einan Zihiros Badlakas Hanera doesn't mean that they neglect to light Shabbos candles. Chas v'shalom, a woman's not going to not light Shabbos candles. She's going to be running late on Erev Shabbos, and she's going to light the Shabbos candles, but she's going to light it too late, and that's Chil Shabbos d'oraisa. So for being Mechal Shabbos because she's lighting her Shabbos candles too late, that's where that's what she's a Mesos B'Shabbos Ledasa, not because of neglecting to light Shabbos candles entirely. When a woman neglects to light Shabbos candles entirely, there is a Minag Yisrael that she lights an extra candle for the rest of her life. That's a kapara for the failure to light Shabbos candles. The Rama writes in Simon Reish Samach Gimel that a woman who forgets pam achas to light Nero Shabbos, so kol yomel she should light shlosha neros. She should light three candles. The assumption assumption is that typically a woman lights two candles. There are different practices. Some people light more than two candles, but typically echad keneged zachar v'echad keneged shamar, based on Gemara, actually, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, that you light two candles, so you light three if she ever forgot. The Mishpura explains that that's talking about a woman who normally lights two candles. A woman who lights more candles, if she forgets, would have to light one more candle beyond what she normally lights. There is a machlokas aposkim. Now that we have electric lights in our house, and that's what really provides us with the light and with the shalom bayis that the light brings, whether this knas still applies of lighting an extra candle. In the Tshuvas Avnei Yashpe, he writes that it's still included in the knas to light an additional candle because she didn't do her chiyuv of hadlakas neiros. However, in Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, and Shevet Alevi also, Rav Vazner also says that there's still a knas, because even though the knas doesn't appear in the Rishonim, and it doesn't make sense to make a knas because there's still light in the house, so there's no chashash of shalom bayis, but nevertheless he says it's still included in the knas because she violated the mitzvah of hadlakas ner, which is one of the mitzvos that are designated specifically for women to be extra careful about. Whereas other poskim will say that, A, you have the electric lights. Plus, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, usually when a woman doesn't light candles nowadays, it's not because she's being neglectful or she's being negligent, but rather the reason she's not lighting candles is because people's lives are extraordinarily busy nowadays. And because she's so busy, it's almost like an onus when a person forgets to light candles, and maybe the knas doesn't apply when you have situations of onus. So many poskim suggest that there would no longer be such a knas. Another factor that poskim have to consider is that we're not as good at handling candles and fire around our homes as they were in the times of the Gemara, and one has to be careful that there be proper fire safety. And if adding extra candles, Rabbi Willig a few years ago made a takana in his shul that no matter what your minhag used to be, you should always light only two candles for Shabbos. That echad keneged zachar v'echad keneged shamar. So not everyone obviously observes that, but one has to be careful about adding candles, especially if a woman gets in the habit of forgetting too much. So then you can end up with a lot of candles. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Nida mai taima. Why is it that for Nida she's going to be mesa b'shas le'dasa? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, that one makes sense that it's Mida keneged Mida. He kilkala b'chadre vitna. She, her avera was and something internal in the in that area of the body, lefichach tilka bechadre bitna. So her punishment comes out when the child is trying to emerge from chadre bitna. So tenach nida chalav adlakas haner ma'ikal meimer. That makes sense when it comes to nida. What about chala and adlakas haner? What does that have to do with childbirth? Says Gemara, kedarsh hu galila aleid Rav Chista. Like a certain chacham from the Galil darshened in front of Rav Chista that Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu revius dam nasati bechem. I've given you a revius dam of life blood, al iske dam isharti eschem, and I've warned you about halachos relating to blood. Racious karasi eschem, I've called you racious, that kodesh yisrael Hashem, racious tevuasa, so al iske racious, for the mitzvah of challah, which is called racious ariso seichem, hisharti eschem, I've given you a mitzvah. Neshama shenasati bechem kriya ner, the neshama that you're provided with is called a ner, al iske ner, hisharti eschem, and I've warned you about mitzvahs relating to ner. So if you fulfill these mitzvos, that's wonderful, and if you do not fulfill these mitzvos, then the neshama will be taken away from such a person. So who doesn't fulfill the mitzvos? And it's dafka nashim that are mesos when they're mevatel these mitzvos, because these mitzvos, Rashi points out, are more they're more the responsibility of women than they are of men. The Medrash elaborates on this in Bereishis Rabbah that the isha was Ivda Chalaso Shalolam, that in a certain sense Adam was called the Chala of the world because he was of all the dirt that the world was made with. Adam was created from Afram and Aret, from the Adama, so he was created as he was like the Afrashas Chala on that dirt, and through causing Adam to sin, the woman was Ivda Chala Shalolam. So in order to be Mechaper on that, we have a mitzvah mitzvah of Afrashas Chala. She was kava Nero Shel Olam, which is the neshama of Adam Rishon. So in order to be mechaper on that, so we have Ner Shabbos, and she was Shavcha Damo Shel Adam Rishon, says the Medrash, and therefore in order to be mechaper on that, you have Dam Nida. So failure to achieve the proper kapara would lead to Misa B'Shas Leidasa. Umayshna B'Shas Leidasa. But why Dafka at the time of childbirth? I see why these are terrible things, and that why she's going, that why it could carry with it a penalty of death, but why Dafka B'Shas Leidasa? So the Gemara gives five Mishalim. Mashal number one, Amarava Nafal Tura Chadev L'Sakina. When the ox falls, so the Shochet should be opportunistic and sharpen his knife in order to shecht the ox at that time. Meaning the hardest part of shechting the ox is getting it down on the floor to begin with. So once he's fallen anyway, take advantage. So too, when a woman is already in childbirth, so she's already in a dangerous matzav, so the Malach HaMavis attacks at such a time. Rav Chista Amar, second mashal, Shavke l'rav yudiminafshi nafel. You can leave the drunkard, you don't have to push him down, he's going to fall on his own. So too, a woman who's giving birth, it requires rachamei shemayim just to open up the rechem and to make everything go beseder. The whole thing is a miracle. So all Hashem has to do is not do the miracle of childbirth. It's not even an active killing. The whole childbirth is a miracle. What mashal are we at? Did I skip one? I skipped one.
Yeah.
The second mashal is Abayi Amar Tapish Tiros Amsa Bechad Machter Alahave. That when the Shivcha has done a lot of has rebelled a lot and has done a lot of terrible things, so you wait to punish her all at one time. So too, woman Bishas Leidasa is going to suffer because is suffering from the Yisuri Leida because of the Averos of Chava, and then we throw on all the other Averos at that time once she's being punished anyway. So now skip the Rav Chista one. Now going to the fourth one, Marukva Amar Raya Chagra V'Izei Riatan. The Roa, the shepherd is disabled. He's not able to chase after the animals, and the goats run very quickly. So the shepherd's not able to punish them when they do wrong. Abav Chutremili, but when the goat gets to the fence, the shepherd starts yelling at it. Va'abedori Chushbina, when he gets the sheep trapped in a small area, that's when the din v'cheshbon comes, and that's when the shepherd is going to be able to punish the sheep. So too, when a woman is healthy, so sometimes her zuchios will protect her, and the mekatreg won't be able to use her averos against her. But when she's yoledes and she's bisakana, she requires a nace in order to be saved, and that's when there's a cheshbon up in shemayim on all of the averos. And fifth and finally, Rav Papa Amar Abav Chan Vasa Nefishi Achei Merachami, by the entrance to the store where they sell food, and there's plenty of wealth going around, so everyone loves each other when there's plenty, and there's plenty of supplies, and everyone's got plenty of money, so everyone's getting along. But Abav Bizyone Lo Achei Velo Merachami, when there's a loss and there's poverty, then no one loves each other. Then everyone, so when as soon as people feel that there's going to be a shortage, everyone hoards for themselves. What happens to taking care of society, and we're all brothers and sisters and we're all taking care of it? No, everyone starts hoarding for themselves right away. So too when the woman has a positive mazel, so then there are people there are malachim that are going to protect her from the mekatregim. But when she's b'shas leida, which is a sakana, so the mazel is not as good, and therefore there's not going to be as much protection. There aren't as much malachim, so to speak, to help out, and the mekatregim are going to be able to get her. So says Gemara, okay, that's all for women. V'gavri heich mibadki. Men do averos also. So what are the specific danger points for men when they're going to get punished? So Amar Reish Lakish b'shas ha'ovrim ala gesher, that it's a time that they pass over a bridge, because bridges were very dangerous. So gesher v'sulo, just a bridge, that's the only dangerous situation. So ema ke'ein gesher. You have to say that it's when they go to a situation that's similar to a bridge, meaning a similarly dangerous situation. They pass by a wall that looks like it's about to cave in at any point. They're yotzei l'derech on a dangerous road. Any situation that's fundamentally dangerous, we have to assume that we require extra zuchuyos to protect us. So for women, it's childbirth, and for men, it's other situations that are fundamentally dangerous. But we all do averos, and we we all require zuchios in those dangerous situations. So the Gemara makes the assumption that there is no difference really between men and women. It's just a matter of timing. There is a Mishnah, Maseches Horios, that discusses Kedima when the Kohen Rav Shechter has been talking about this a lot lately. Comes to Kedima when it talks about life-saving situations. So the Mishnah talks about Kohen Kodem Lelevi and the Levi's Kodem LeYisrael and Ish Kodem LeIsha. But when it comes to supporting and giving tzedakah, and Ish is Kodem LeIsh. So what is the Kedima about life-saving situations all about? Why would some lives be more valuable than others? So Rav Shechter pointed out that the Pashtus is that it's all about who's able to do more mitzvos and who's more likely to do more mitzvos. Kohanim have more mitzvos and provide more for society based on that than Levium do. So Rav Shechter keeps on pointing out, B'shem Ramesha Feinstein, that nowadays, most of the time, women are doing more mitzvos than men are. They have more zuchios than men are doing. They're learning more Torah than men very often. And therefore, that all those Didei Kedima don't apply anymore. We have to have different criteria by which we figure out Kedimas, and that's what all the poskim are writing tshuvas on nowadays, because unfortunately this has become relevant in terms of allocating resources in order to be able to keep people alive. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss five different hanhagos of Amoraim in order to avoid danger. So number one, Rav lo aver b'mabra di yasuba ovid chavmi. He wouldn't go on a boat where there was an ovid chavim on the boat. Amar dilma mifkid le dina alei u'mistafina ba'adei, that maybe there's going to be a din against this ovid chavim, and therefore the boat is going to capsize, and I'm going to be punished along with him, even though I don't really deserve it myself. So the Chassam Sofer points out that if someone on the boat is deserving of the boat sinking, so all of the other travelers on the boat are considered to be in sakana, in that they require a nes in order to be saved, and therefore there's going to be a new cheshbon. It's like the childbirth idea, that when you're in a situation of sakana, it's not that you're going to, that less din veles dayan, that a person is going to be punished for nothing, but that everything is going to be reassessed and reevaluated. Do you really deserve to be saved over here? A second story, Shmuel lo avar el b'mabra di ispei ovid chavim. Shmuel did the opposite on Hagah. He would only go on a boat when there was an ovid chavim. Amar sitna b'treyume lo shalit, because he says the satan is not going to attack two different nations. So if I'm a Jew and there's someone else that's from a different nation, so the Satan is not going to attack both of us simultaneously. The Marsha says, really? You ever read the book of Yonah? The whole boat was, Yonah was a Jew, and there were a lot of other non-Jews on the boat, and the whole thing was breaking and capsizing, and they had to, so how could you say that that a boat that has a Jew and a non-Jew is not going to have trouble? So he says, the Marsha says that over there, it wasn't on account of everybody else. It was only on account of Yonah, and nothing really would have happened to the boat because nothing would have happened to everybody else. But it was all meant min hashamayim to throw Yonah into the yam, and that only Yonah should get punished. In the Sefer Chodesh Ha'aviv, he also wonders that it's ma'isim b'chol yom, that people from multiple umos are punished together. Meaning when a plane crashes, it's all people from one country. It's not like that. It's Meisim B'chol Yom. So this just seems to defy the reality as we know it. A third Hanhaga, Rabbi Yanai Badik Va'avar. Rabbi Yanai used to do a safety inspection on the boat before he'd get onto a boat. Rabbi Yanai L'Tamei, and this is the Shitaso, Damar Lolam Al Yamar Adam B'makom Sakana Lomar Shosin L'Neis Shema'ino Sin L'Neis V'mosin L'Neis M'nakalam Z'chiyosam, that a person should not put himself in a Makom Sakana and rely on a miracle, because maybe you won't have a miracle. And you know what? Even if you do have a miracle, that may not be best for you, because you don't know what kind of zechuyos it's going to cost a person when a person has a miracle. I'm Rabbi Chanan Maikra'a. So Rabbi Chanan says, what's the pasuk that that tells us this idea that a person loses zechuyos from miracles that happen? The Yaakov Avinu says in his tefillah to be saved from Esav, Katonti mikala chasad mikala emes. Pasuk continues, Asher asisas avdecha, that his zechuyos actually became smaller, became fewer, became less, because of all of the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for him. That's one of the reasons that we're not mispalel for a nes, because if a person is mispalel for a nes, one of the reasons is that it's somewhat arrogant to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mishana seyde bereshis for a person. But also, we don't know if it's worth it. You're going to daven for a nes, you don't know what kind of zuchus that's going to cost up in up in Shemayim. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yom Adushusa, lo nafik lebeni dikli. And a fourth and final hanhaga, I said there were five, there are only four. The fourth hanhaga about a dangerous situation, on a day that there was a southern wind blowing, which could uproot trees, he wouldn't go out among the trees, meaning when there were hurricane winds, and they were saying that trees are going to be falling, so he wouldn't go outside, because he knew that that's a very dangerous thing to do. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Berei de Rav Yehuda, Liolim Vakshad Merachim Shalo Yechla, Shim Yechla Om Lo Havezuchos V'Yipater. A person should always daven not to get sick in the first place, because once he gets sick, then the way these assessments are made up in Shemayim are entirely different. Then they're going to reassess all of his zechuyos. So it's much easier to affect not getting sick in the first place through tefillah than to have a tefillah that affects an actual refuah. The Maral explains in his Chidush HaGadol that so long as a person is included in the general way that nature runs, and he's included together with the rest of the world, so he doesn't need his own personal zechuyos, because he's part of the larger group of everybody else. But once he's a yotzei min haklal, once he's distinguished from everybody else, so then he's going to be looked at separately from everybody else. Amar Marukva Mikra, what's the pasuk that's merames to us? The pasuk tells us by the mitzvah of building a makal gagecha, ki yipol anofel mimenu, that you don't want an accident to happen where the faller falls from your roof. So the word mimenu, we darshan mimenu lahaviraya, that it's on the person who's in this dangerous spot to bring a raya that he's worthy of being saved. And if he can't prove that he's worthy of being saved, well, then he's not going to be saved. So Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Yipol Anofel Mimenu, we darshan this pasuk vaitu. The Gemara says Ki Yipol Anofel, the pasuk says Ra'oi Zeh Lipol Mishesh Tzimei Breish. We call him the faller because he was already predestined to have fallen from Shesh Tzimei Breish, meaning even had there been a makkah on this particular roof, this fellow would have fallen anyway. Sharei Lo Nofel V'Akasuv Kro Nofel, because he has not yet fallen and the Torah is calling him an Ofel. Meaning we have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, and that whenever someone suffers, whenever someone dies, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's decision to make that happen, and the particular cause of the death, the particular cause of the suffering, is just how the Ribbono Shel Olam had it play out. But that's not the actual cause up in Shemayim. That's why very often after Nebuch, someone loses a relative, the conversation is not a healthy conversation. Very often the conversation is with a great amount of guilt. If only we would have done this, if we would have done that, if we could have saved, we could have, and that doesn't really help. And that's not only doesn't it help, but it's not even an accurate portrayal of how the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. He was going to be a Nofel. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam had decided. We don't understand why he decides that, and about whom and when he decides that. But that's the decision of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he is already a Nofel. And however it happens, Megalgun Zchus Ali De Zakai V'Chav Ali De Chayiv. Tan Rabbanan, Misha Chalavanat Alamos. If a person is deathly ill, Omrim Lo Hisvada, it is appropriate for people to encourage him to say Vidui. Shekein Kalamumasin Misvadin, because people before they die, it is a great zuchus for them to be able to say vidoy. Adam yotzei l'shuk, if a person goes out into the market where there are people that are in all sorts of arguments and fighting over money, yihidoma bein of kamisha nimsor the sradiot, he should view it as if he's going in front of a judge, that he should daven, that he should be protected when he goes out into the shuk, that he shouldn't get into any sort of arguments and any sort of discord. Chash berosho, if a person starts feeling physically unwell, yihidoma bein of kamisha nasnu bakolar, he should view it as if he's been taken in chains. Alalamita v'nafal, once he's already bedridden, to the point that he's not able to function properly, Yidoma Bain of Kimisha Lu Lagardom, he should view it as if he's been brought to a court where they try capital cases. Lidon, to be judged. Shakola Olu Lagardom Lidon, Im Yeshlo Praklitim Gedolim Nitzel, Vimla Veinu Nitzel. Because the way these courts work is if you have a really good lawyer, you'll be saved. But if you don't have a really good lawyer, then you're not going to be saved. So he's going to require great Zuchuyos. And that's why Chola, that's Nofel the Mishkav and becomes healthy, has to recite recite Birchsa Gomel. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, even if he was not a Cholesh Yesh Basakana, even if he was just Nofel Mishkav, he's going to have to write Birchsa Gomel. That's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Whether that's true, that you have to recite Birchsa Gomel even if you're not a Cholesh Yesh Basakana, but the Ramban says, based on this Gemara, based on whenever the Ramban has a Shita, he has like a million Gemaras to back it up. He thinks it's, he always has, it's not a Gemara that supports him, it's all of Shas that supports him, but partially based on this Gemara, the Ramban has that a person, even when it's Chol Shein Bo Sakana, should have to bench Gomel. Ve'elin Praklitin Shal Adam. And the following are the protectors of a person in Bezen Shemayla. Tshuva Maisim Tovim. The Tshuva Maisim Tovim he does in this world. Ve'afil Shameos V'tishim V'tishim Alamdom Lov Chova. And even if 999 Melachim are against him up in Shemayim. Ve'echon Melamid Lov Zuchus, and there's one lone Melach that's being Melamid Zuchus for him. Nitzal, he's still going to be saved. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Iov, Im yesh alav malach melitz echad minei olef lahag dadam yashro v'yichunenu v'yomra p'te'eu meredes shachas. That when their person is being judged in Beis Shemayla, if you find one malach tov to talk about the yashus of this person, even if he's one in a thousand, and the other 999 are being malamid chova, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanus on him and will tell the malach hamelitz that to be poda this person, and that the person should not be yorid the shachas, that zuchus is going to help. Rabbi Lazam Rosh, Rabbi Yosef, Glili Omer, it's even more than that. Afil Shamios V'tisha M'tisha, Be'oso Malach L'chova Ve'achol Zuchus. Even if within that Malach, he's got 1,000 things to say about this guy, and 999 of them are bad, and he's got one thing positive about this guy, Nitzel, that could be enough to be saved. Meaning you never know what zuchus a person has that can actually protect a person. Shnemar Melitz Echad Mine Elef, that the melitz of this malach, even if it's only 1/1,000th of what the malach has to say, and everything else is l'chova, that zuchus might save him. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein explains in the tshuva why it is that birchas hedyot al tei kala be'enecha, that when even a hedyot gives you a bracha, you have to take it seriously, because he says we don't know the calculus up in Shemayim. You don't know what kind of zuchus that hedyot has that may be valuable for a person. So it's al tei kala be'enecha. You never know what that zuchus is that's going to ultimately protect a person. So now the Gemara goes through more averos on account of which people might die young. Tan Rabbanan al shalosh averos nashim mesos yoldos, that there are three averos that the Brisa formulates it differently, not bishas ledoson but yoldos. Reb Lazar Omer nashim mesos, not yoldos. Yoldos means bishas ledoson, but not yoldos, rather yelodos. Oh, that's very different than yoldos. Yoldos is the same as when you're giving birth, b'shas le'dasan. Yelodos means at a very young age. Rabbi Acha, obviously, if a woman's giving birth, she's pretty young. Rabbi Acha omer ba'avon shemechabsos tzoras b'nein b'shabbos, that the avera for which they die young is because they do the laundry on Shabbos. They clean their, sometimes they just can't stand having the dirty, the baby soils himself or whatever, and they can't stand having it around. They don't want to put it in a plastic bag and leave it till after Shabbos. It's just disgusting. So they'll violate a malach of malabin on Shabbos, a malach of daraisa. The yeshom ral shakorin l'aron hakodesh arna, that it's because they call the aron hakodesh, and Tosfos points out this must be referring to the aron hakodesh in shul, not the aron hakodesh of the Beis Hamikdash, because that only existed, it was only really around during the times of Bayis Rishon. The Gemara in Yuma Dafn and Beis tells us, so it's not mistaver that they'd be talking about it too much. Why are so many women talking about the aron in the Beis Hamikdash? No, they're talking about an aron in shul, and they call it the Aron, they don't call it the Aron Kodesh. That's so terrible, says the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Kufn and Dalid goes through a whole bunch of things that don't appear, a whole bunch of halachos that don't appear in Shulchan Aruch, that they're Mefurisha Gemaras, and yet for some reason Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention them. So one of them is this. What about the fact that it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to call an Aron Kodesh an Aron? And the Magen Avraham says, not only that, poskim do it all the time. Whenever we're talking and learning and we talk about the Shul, oh, so where does the Aron go? And where does the Shulchan go? We always refer to it as the Aron. So Magen Avraham says, yeah, but in the context of Kedusha. And if you're in the middle of learning, that's a Kedusha context. So in a Kedusha context, you could refer to it as an Aron. You haven't robbed it of its Kedusha. The Aver over here is to treat it, to call it like a closet. Oh, it's the closet where the Sefer Torah is kept. No, to refer to it as something that lacks any Kedusha, to have a lack of appreciation for Kedusha, that's the Aver over here. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Amar Bavon Shnei Dvarim Amei Aratzos Mesim. For two averos, Amei Aratzos die when they're young. Al Shakor L'Aron Hakodesh Arna, that aver of Kol Niaron Kodesh and Aron, Val Shakor L'Beis HaKnesses Beis Am, and that they refer to a Beis HaKnesses as like a gathering place, as just a place where people get together. So the Bizayon is that they consider a Beis HaKnesses as a place where people gather for Dvarim Betelim. The Marsha says Beis Am implies that it's meant for the Tzorchei Ha'am, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a chelek in it. The Gemara Megillah tells us that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at, that we're supposed to view it as a meeting place between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a place where you could have a men's club and a sisterhood. It's a place where there's supposed to be a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Amar Shlosha Bitke Misa Nivru Be'isha. There are three averos that are bodek, a woman when she's Bishas Sakana, to see if she has any of these averos, because she could die on account of them. V'amila shlosha divke misa, three averos that bring about misa, that cause misa to attach itself to her. Nida v'chala v'adach sner. Those are the three that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Chada k'rabi elazar v'chada k'rabanan. If you have the gears of divke misa, that they're makariv the misa, so then you assume that nasha mesos yaldos. If you say bitke misa, then you're assuming like the rabbanan that it's nasha mesos bishas le'dasan, that it's at a time of danger. It's not just that they die when they're young. Tanya, b'shimon gamliel lomer hilchos hegdish chumas amaisos heinin gufei Torah. That even though the halachs of hegdish and chumas amaisos are some of the ikarim of the Torah, v'nibsru l'amei aretz, they're still the amei aretz are trusted with them. Every person, even if they're an amei aretz, has to be observant of these halachos, and Beis Din doesn't have shomrim to make sure that amei aretz are doing them. So even chaverim who are makpir mitzvos are mutar min haTorah to eat bread from an amei aretz and to rely on amei aretz that he was mafresh challah and trumas amaisos. Obviously, on a drabbanan level, there's such a thing called demai, but on a daraisa level, you have the right to trust them, and the chaverim are allowed to use the objects of amei aretz, and they don't have to be choshish that maybe the amei aretz was makdish those objects. And so we see that that we trust amei aretz with these very important matters. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Amar Bavon Nedarim Meisi Ish Shal Adam, because of the avera of Nedarim, a person will lose his wife. Shenamar Amein L'Chol Shalim Lama Yikach Mishkovcha Mitachtecha. If you don't have what to pay the Karbonos and the Akdeshos that you were no there, so your Mishkovcha Mitachtecha is a reference, it's a euphemism for one's wife, is going to be taken from him. Rebbe, there used to be a minag that the Poskim talk about, that women used to sew the clothing for the Chazan at Kol Nidre. So the basis for that minag is because the Kol Nidre is to be mechaper for the Avon Nedarim, and that's what's going to save the women's lives, is the Nedarim, because it's Bavon Nedarim that makes the Isha Shal Adam. Rebbe Omer, Bavon Nedarim Bani Mesim Kshem Ketanim. A person loses their children because of the Aver of Nedarim. Shnemer, Al Titein Espicha Lachti Espisarecha Val Tomer Lefnei Hamalach Kishkagi Hi Lama Yiktsof El Gimel Kolecha V'chibel Es Ma'ase Yodecha. Eizeh and Ma'ase Yodav Shal Adam. What is the reference to Ma'ase Yodayim of a person? Avi Omer, Bani Vemnos of Shal Adam. A person's ultimate Ma'ase Yodayim are their children. Tan Rabban Bavon Nedarim Bani Mesim Tiv Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yudah Nasi Omer Bavon Bittel Torah. Then no, it's what brings about the demise of one's children is not the Aver of Nedarim, says Rebbe Yudah Nasi, but rather Bittel Torah. So Bishlam Man Yamar Bavon Nedarim Kadam Maran. Well, we had a pasuk to support the idea that it was Bavon Nedarim that Bani Mesim. El Man Yamar Bavon Bittel Torah Mikra. What's the pasuk that tells us that it's on account of Bittel Torah? Dichsiv Lashavi Kesi Espenechem Musar Lo Lakachu. That do you think I Lashavi? It's a lashon b'tmiya. Lashavi Kesi Espenechem. You think I've smitten your children for no reason? I did it because you didn't learn Torah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Leman Diamar Bavon Nedarim Nami Mehacha. That even if you hold that it's on account of the Avon Nedarim, it's also from this pasuk. Lashavi Kesi Espenechem Al Iske Shav. It's not read b'tmiya that you think it's for nothing, but rather it's on account of Shav, on account of matters of Shav that you lied in your Nedarim. That's why he Kesi Espenechem. So Michti Rabbi Yudah Hanasi Hainu Rabbi. Rabbi Yudah Hanasi is Rebbe, they're the same person. V'Rebbe b'Avon Nedarim Kama. Rebbe said in the first Brisa that it's about Avon Nedarim, and then in the second Brisa he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, who said Avon Nedarim, and he says it's about Bittel Torah. So how could Rebbe be Soser himself? Tosus discusses why not just say that Rebbe holds that there are two Averos on account of which which banim mesim. But for whatever reason, that's not the case. We're assuming that it's a stira. Says the Gemara, basu d'shama mirablazer Rabbi Shimon, that after he heard that it's bavon adarim, that originally he thought it was bavon bittul Torah, and that was the second brisa. But once he heard that Rablazer, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Rablazer Rabbi Shimon, quote his father Rabbi Shimon, who was Rabbi's Rebbe, that it's bavon adarim. So he changed his mind on account of the opinion of his Rebbe. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba of Rabbi Yosi, chad omar bavon mezuzah, v'chad omar bavon bittul Torah. One says that it's because of the aver of the mezuzah. So why would it be aver of mezuzah? So the psukim in Kriyat Shema tells in Madtem Osamas Benechem l'daber bam v'shivtcha b'veisecha v'latcha v'darach v'shamcha v'kumecha, that you have to teach your children Torah, and uchsaftem al mezuzos b'veisecha v'sharecha, and you should have mezuzos. And then the man yirbu yumechem v'mevin nechem al adam asher nishba Hashem lavasechem l'seisam kimei Hashemayim al aretz. So the machlokas amarayim is what's the man yirbu yumechem v'mevin nechem, the arichus yamim for you and your children. So the man diyamar bavon mezuzah, if you say it's about avon mezuzah mikra nidrash lefanav, it goes on the preceding pasuk uchsaftem al mezuzos pesach v'sharecha, and that leads to arichus yamim v'lo lefnei fanav. But we don't darshan on two psukim earlier, which relates to Talmud Torah. But if you say that it's bavon bittul Torah, mikra nidrash lefanav vilifnei fanav, it relates to both the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So when we say that they die on account of the avon bittul Torah, it means not only on account of mezuzah, but also on account of avon bittul Torah. Pligi Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda chad amar bavon mezuzah v'chad amar bavon tzitzis. Oh, a new one is introduced, that it's on account of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the pashtus is that the onesh is dafka when a person wears a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis without actually being matil tzitzis. The sugya menachos and daf mem aleph tells us that bestam, a person does not get punishment of shemayim for not wearing a beged of dalid kanfos, but bidan ridcha, when a kodesh baruch hu is angry anyway, so then he's going to look at people who don't go out of their way to try to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tos Yishanim points out, and other Rishonim, that was only Bizman HaChazal, where their begadim had Dalit Kanfos. So if you were not wearing tzitzis, it meant you circled off one of your corners to dafka try to avoid the mitzvah. But nowadays, failure to wear tzitzis is not really a failure, because you don't have a begad of Dalit Kanfos anyway. Naturally, a person wouldn't wear a begad of Dalit Kanfos. It's just a great mitzvah to do. The Rabbeinu Yonah, however, in Shari Tshuva, writes that even Bizman HaZeh, this applies, that this idea of Bi'idun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish when he's otherwise angry if a person has a failure in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Bishlam leman yamar bavon mezuzah duchsev uksatam mezuzah beisecha uksev basrei leman yirbi yimechem vebinechem alman yamar bavon tzitzis my time. Where do we see that bavon tzitzis people die young? So Rav Kana v'item Rav Shilu Mari duchsev gam beknafayich nimtzu dam nefashos evyonim nikiyim. So you see evyonim, which we assume is a nutrikun, Marsha writes of av ubanim, is because of knafecha, of the tzitzis that go on the corner. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Leman Yamar Bavon Mezuzah Nami Mehacha. If it's a Bavon Mezuzah, it also comes from here. Zechsev Lo B'Machteres Mitzasim Shasu Psachim K'Machteres. If you build your doorways in such a way that you avoid the mitzvah of mezuzah, so that's where the punishment comes. Amar Yish Lakish Kala Zayir B'Tzitzis Zochum Sham Shal Shnei Alaf M'Shvan Ameos Avadim. If someone is careful about tzitzis, he's going to have 2,800 avadim that serve him. Shnei Amar Kwa Amar Hashem Tzvakos V'Yam Ma'im Asher Yachziku Asar Hanashim Mikol Deshonos Hagayim Ve'Yachziku. So in the schar of the mitzvah of tzitzis that a person does with the knaf of his beged, each knaf is going to have 10 people from each nation. How many nations? There are shivim umos, 10 people from each, 700 on four corners each, that's 2,800 avadim. So simin, now we have a simin for all the different averos that we're about to list the punishments for. Sana, chala, truma, nigzelas, dina, shvua, shvichusa, giluya, vinavlusa. So let's go through some of them. Tanya, Rami Nechemi because of the avera of sinas chinam, meriva rava b'sof peso shaladim, person will lack shalom bayis. There will be fighting in his house. V'ishtom apelis nefalim, and his wife will miscarry. Ubanu b'nosav shaladim esim k'shem k'tanim, and he loses children rachman al-islan when they're young. Reb Lazar Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'avon chala, for failure in the mitzvah of chala, ein bracha b'mechunas, he's not going to have bracha in his otzos of yayin and shemen. Umeirim mishtalachas b'sha'arim, and there's going to be curse that comes to all of his to everything that he needs to buy. He's going to have to buy for expensive prices. V'zorin zra'im v'acherim ochlin, and he's going to plant seeds, and other people are going to benefit from it. Shenemar, the pasuk says in the Tochacha, afani yeses oslechem v'fkati aleichem b'hala es hashachefes es hakadachas mechalos sinayim u'medivos nafesh uzratim l'rik zarachem v'achalu u'ayveichem al tikri b'hala el b'chala, because of failure to be mafresh chala, so that's where a person is going to suffer all of these punishments. Vim nosnin, and if a person gives chala to the kohen, it's baruch, and then he's going to be blessed. Shenemar, reishis harisosechem titnu l'kohen l'niach bracha al beisecha. Says Gemara, vaitib avon bitul trumus ameisos, for failure in trumus ameisos, shamayim netzarim ilohare talamatar. The heavens are not going to provide talamatar. Vayoker ove, and there's going to be yoker in the world, that meaning there's going to be food shortages, and everything's going to be expensive. Vasachar ove, and whatever profits he makes are going to be lost. B'nei adam ratzenachar parnasas meimagin, people are going to be looking for parnasas and not going to find. Shenemar, tzia gamchom yigzlu meime shalag shol chato. My mashma, how do you see a makar for this in the Amor, for what we're saying over here in the Pesukim? Satan de Rabbi Shmuel, b'shvil dvarm shetivisi eschem b'yemos hachamah, for that which I've told you during the summertime, at the time that you're gathering your tevua, meaning the mitzvahs that you're supposed to do at that time of giving trumas and maisos, v'lo asisem, and you didn't, yigzlu mikem meime shalag b'yemos hageshamim. That's why you're going to lose out on everything during the wintertime. There's not going to be parnasa. V'im nosdin, but to end on a positive, if you do give trumas and maisos, misbarchin, then you'll be blessed. Shenemar, the pasuk in Malachi says, Havi was kalamaser al beisa otzer v'yiterif b'veisi v'chonuni na b'zolsam rasham tzvakos im lo eftach lechem es harubos hashamayim v'arikosi lechem bracha ad b'lidai, that you can have so much bracha for giving trumas and maisos. May ad b'lidai, what does it mean that you can have bracha ad b'lidai? Amar Rami bar Rav, Amar Rav ad sheyivlus sivsevsechem ilomar dai, there's going to be so much goodness that your lips are going to be weary, are going to be worn out just from saying die, just from saying it's enough already of all the bracha and all the tova that we receive. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ba'avon Gezel. So Be'ez Hashem,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.